The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Wherever you're listening, across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to Hour 1 of a Friday edition of the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast on 150 great radio stations, and streaming live at ToddStarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd again today, coming to you from my home base in the Liberty University studio at News Talk 1540 KXEL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa, the 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching the heartland with accurate news and reasonable views. So the airlines brought Todd back home last night, and he is preparing for his Newsmax 2 program, which of course airs weekdays at 5 o'clock Eastern. So to get your next Todd Starnes fix, you've got Newsmax 2 later this afternoon. Mr. Starnes will be back behind this microphone on Monday, the day before the official release of the great new book, thanks to the folks at Post Hill Press, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Pre-order your copy now wherever you get your good books. Autograph copies available through ToddStarnes.com. So we're talking Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, online sources, etc. You're going to want to get a couple of copies of this because, as I've said before, I have loaned copies of Todd's books to friends and never gotten them back because they mysteriously just, I'll have to get you that back. So I get two. Okay, get two, because that way you'll always have one. You can share one with a friend, a fellow patriot. Twilight's Last Gleaming, more information at ToddStarnes.com. And Todd will have a lot of stories from the time on the road this past week, I'm sure, to share with you on the program on Monday. This is a Finally Friday, and that means it's Open Line Friday, so call us at 901-260-5926, same number as always. Dylan is at the control board and Lydia screening calls, 901-260-5926. Grace has a great guest list as well, so we'll fit your calls in and around those great guests, including just after the bottom of the hour, Indiana Congresswoman Victoria Spartz will join us. 1 week from today, another government shutdown looms. We're going to talk with Congresswoman Spartz about what's going on in Washington and will the can be kicked down the road yet again and how do we get this thing back on track. But again, it's an Open Line Friday and we'd love to hear from you at 901-260-5926. The news as I was driving in earlier this morning from Atlanta, the judge ruled that the legal lovebirds have to separate on this case involving President Trump. Fonnie Willis and her, now former lover, the judge said there was an appearance of impropriety. Now, as a lawyer, I will tell you, appearance of impropriety is a violation. You cannot do that. So he did not order her off the case, but, and this I thought was really an interesting way to go about it, he said there was the appearance of impropriety because there's inconsistency and you're not supposed to have the little legal lovebird relationship when money is changing hands like this. I mean, for crying out loud, think about your business. If the person in charge of hiring and salaries is having a tryst with somebody in their employ, we don't allow that, right? We have firewalls about that. You want to hire a family member? Well, you've got to, or someone that you're having a relationship with, somebody else is the supervisor. I mean, that just makes common sense in any business context. Obviously, the district attorney felt differently. Well, this is the interesting thing, and we'll talk about this more next hour when Trump's senior advisor Lynn Patton joins us. I'm sure they have thoughts on this from the campaign standpoint. But the judge said there is the appearance of impropriety. I don't care which one of you it is, one of you has to be off this case. This is going to be fascinating, friends. Does she want the fame and glory and be involved with the case? And therefore, she throws the old boyfriend to the curb like she apparently did in her personal life. Or does she say, I will step back and I will let the current team that's been working on this day in and day out to move forward. And I will not be directly involved in getting the glory, which is what I really wanted. It's really going to be fascinating because one of the two of them has to step aside. My guess is that he has been the day-to-day guy and she has just been the figurehead. And so if you want to push this prosecution forward on schedule, then Ms. Willis would need to step aside. But if she says, oh no, I want to be the one in the spotlight, I don't know that she can whip this into shape soon enough. It's really fascinating to see how all of these legal proceedings are falling apart in ways the left had not anticipated. They thought there would be a quartet of cases, and now because, guess what, the legal system has its own rhythm and calendar and schedule, you may be hard-pressed to find any case actually go to trial before fall. And that's why I saw that there was, in one of the cases, there was talk of the prosecution not resisting a possible continuance. That's because they know they have the weakest case. And so the idea is going to be, let's not have a calendar problem. If we can't get all four back to back to back to back to ruin his campaign, then we'll just put forward the one that we think has the best chance of winning. If you find in this Atlanta case, in the Georgia case, that because now the judge says one of the prosecutors has to step away, if you find the prosecution seeking a continuance, that's going to tell you, in my view, that they think they have a weaker case than one of the others. I think what we're headed toward, friends, is instead of a quartet of cases to bottleneck Mr. Trump all summer, I think you're going to see them try to put all of their behind-the-scenes motion toward just one. And it would be the one that they think has the better chance of successfully being prosecuted. I don't know. This is all still brand new, but we'd love to hear your thoughts on this Open Line Friday on the Todd Starnes Show, 901-260-5926. Yesterday when I was here, and you were kind enough to listen, I hope you were, and I appreciate it if so, we were talking a little bit about the current president's State of the Union campaign speech the week before. So it was a week ago yesterday. And he used the phrase illegal to refer to an accused murderer. And the left just obviously went ballistic, and folks have talked about it on this program, to where he had to find a friendly host on MSNBC to gently criticize him. You know, do you regret using the phrase illegal? Oh, yes, I should have said undocumented. Well, that's what's just so amazing about the left these days. They're upset at how the current president referred to an accused murderer, as opposed to being upset that an innocent woman with a bright future was killed in direct response to administration policies and big city policies. But let's play this along, because I like to be fair to all sides. And there are those who want us to use the right words to refer to these folks. Illegal aliens. They don't like that phrase, illegal aliens. All right, let's go to the dictionary, shall we? illegal means, quoting now, contrary to or forbidden by law. That's illegal. Contrary to or forbidden by law. Alien means belonging to a foreign country or nation. So near as I can tell from dictionary definitions that they haven't sanitized or changed, someone who comes from another country into this one without following the law to do so would be an illegal alien. But again, the left does not like that phrase because, well, Jeff, you biased, hypocritical individual, no human is illegal. Okay, I'll play along. We're all children of God. No human is an accident. No human is illegal. Okay. Then let's use a different phrase instead of illegal. How about calling these people criminal? Because when you violate the law, what are you? At the very least, you're a criminal. So maybe instead of referring to these folks as illegal aliens or as undocumented persons, or pick your favorite phrase of the week, the flavor of the month, if you will. Let's just call it for what it is. The folks who are sneaking into this country, and any more folks, you know this, they're not sneaking. They're boldly coming across because of the policies of this current president, the failed policies of this current president. We'll just call them criminals. They're violating the law by coming into this country illegally. All right, they're criminals. Let's use that. Because what happens when many of them get here? They commit crimes. What happens when they go to a big city and commit a crime? They get bonded out, and then they go to another city and commit a worse crime, and a nursing student, innocent woman with a bright future is killed. They're criminals. When you violate the law, you're a criminal. Well, now, Jeff, you're a lawyer. You know, innocent until proven guilty at some point. Fine. I'm willing to call them accused criminals if the Biden administration would actually have hearings and move these people along. But instead, catch and release. And as you folks listening well know, catch and release works very well in a fishing competition. It is no way to run border security. 901-260-5926. Let us know your thoughts. We'll take your calls in the next segment from the Liberty University studio. Grateful that you're along. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd, and this is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to update you on my Calitrin journey. I'm still losing weight, I'm also sleeping a lot better, and I've got a lot more energy. Calitrin really is about more than just weight loss. Here's my good friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
I know. We hear from customers all the time. Not only are you looking better, but you're feeling better, too. With Calitrin, it's good for you, so you do notice those side benefits, like the less joint pain, the better sleep, more energy, better digestion, and then, of course, losing the inches and the pounds. So check it out on our website today, toploss.com. We've extended that huge leap year sale. It's going through today. It's at toploss.com. The website is TOPLOSS.com, toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can call us. We've got real live people right here in America. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS, or the website is toploss.com.
And be sure to use that discount code, Todd.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and a Friday edition of the Todd Stern Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. 901-260-5926 is how you can reach us on this open line Friday. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz of Indiana joins us after the bottom of the hour. Anna joins us now on line one from Georgia, listening to the great Stern's affiliate, WDUN. Anna, thanks so much for calling the program. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jeff. I hope you're doing the same.
I'm better now that I'm talking to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I thought it was classic that Kamala was found at an abortion clinic being applauded for being at an abortion clinic and never making it over there to the border as the border czar. And this is just so symptomatic of the way progressives are. They're just so misled, and they force themselves and their ideas on others, and they think that the things that are the deadly sins are just celebrated. I was talking to my daughter the other day, and I said, I'm just so over it. And she said, Mom, hang on. Hang on.
I'm afraid your daughter is right, Anna. I mean, I think this, the footage that they showed of the vice president at the abortion clinic and how it was this wonderful, groundbreaking thing, I think that ought to be in every campaign ad of the Republicans, because there's no two ways around the signal that sends, do you think?
Oh, God, I'll tell you. It's something else, and it gets worse year by year, and I just can't understand why even... You know, I come from a long line of Democrats, but they were, you know, I'm 73, so my mom and my dad and my grandparents were Democrats, but they were conservative Democrats. And it was whole different party. And I'm just so disgusted with what I see on even the conservative channels. You know, they don't go with it, but they're exposing some of this stuff, and it's hard to believe.
Anna, thanks so much for taking the time to call in. I hope you have a blessed weekend. All very good points that you raise, and this is the sort of thing that it just is hard to believe, but we better snap to attention and believe it, because as Anna's daughter suggested, hold on, Mom, it's going to get worse. Jim is on line 3 from North Carolina, listening on WSIC. Jim, thanks for calling the Todd Starn Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Jeff, how are you today?
Very well, sir. How about yourself?
Good, I reckon. Listen, I got two questions for you.
Yes.
Why is this administration trying to ruin the United States?
Because they think they're smarter than everybody else, and they think this other system is going to be superior without knowing that they're going to be the first ones tossed on their ear if we get taken over by one of these other nations.
All right, okay. Second question. Why is it that we pay congressmen and senators, when they retire, even after one term, we pay them their salary for the rest of their lives? These guys, I can see it for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years at the max, but not for the rest of their life. These guys are doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, and then they collect this free paycheck for the rest of their life.
Let me ask you a question. Do you work for a business, or do you have your own business?
I was a professional pilot for 30 years.
Okay. Well, and the reason I ask the question is this. Some people get pensions as a reward from the employer, but fewer and fewer do, right? I mean, it used to be you'd work your 30 years for a place, they'd give you a pension in retirement. But again, you had to work a certain number of years. And I guess that's my point, is that long service to a private employer might generate a pension. But like you say, one and done in Congress, and we're supposed to pay these people forever? I mean, maybe that's
exactly
one of the ways to get our budget under control, you think?
Yeah, I mean, this administration keeps printing money and throwing money at every GD thing you can think of.
Well, you know, all
we
have to do...
We're sending $1 million to some university to find out what the gender of a butterfly is. Are you kidding me?
I think, Jim, the butterflies can figure it out without our help, and if they can't, then maybe God did intend for them to become extinct. I'm not exactly sure. Jim, thanks for calling in from North Carolina. Those are excellent points, because when you sit in the mainstream of America, you say, why are these people ruining the nation? And then why are we paying them as a reward for doing it? Very fair point. We'll speak with Congresswoman Spartz from Indiana after the break. Stay on the line. We'll get to your calls in a later segment. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Hi, I'm Todd Stearns, and thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. So call 855-417-6556 right now or go to ToddStearns.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've already pledged to raise $17,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to ToddStearns.com or call 855-417-6556 to make your best offer right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Stern Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. That's how you can reach us. We'll get to some of your calls in the next segment. If you're on the phone line right now, please stay there. Or if you'd like to get in line, call 901-260-5926. Joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, well, the folks of District 5 in Indiana are fortunate to have Victoria Spartz represent them in Congress. Congresswoman Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Jeff. Living the dream closer to nightmare, but I'm good.
Well, you know, we have to have the right attitude about these things, especially since here we are 1 week away from another deadline concerning partially shutting down the government. What do you hear about all of this? What are your thoughts on the situation we're in right now?
Well, I think it's unfortunately where we are, and I honestly hate to tell you, but I kind of gave up on both parties this Congress to do something useful on spending or authorization or do something on debt. Unfortunately, we now, you know, going to pass another omnibus of Nancy Pelosi spending, but be clever, we're going to have two minibuses, so it doesn't look as bad, you know, and we were not able to hold the ground as we should have against, you know, reckless spenders of the other side that is really destroying now the country with inflation and debt and everything else. So I hate to tell you, I don't think anyone is going to shut down this government. Even it could use some of that for sure, but I think it's going to be passed and it's going to be bloated, another bloated bill. And unfortunately, very likely, you know, it's going to have a lot of pork and bad stuff that now the Senate is going to add to it.
This is one of the things that really annoys people listening to this program or those who care about good government. The idea that we're just kicking things down the road, and for people who campaigned on a platform of fiscal reform, this is nothing more, as you quite accurately noted, than just renewing the bloated spending. I mean, it's going to be hard for some of these people to face their constituents for re-election this year, I would think.
Well, I hope the constituents do pay attention, because unfortunately what's happening, a lot of these rhino Republicans, they collect a lot of money from special interest group, and then they put the craziest ads against anyone who holds the ground. Unfortunately, you know, and then people sometimes buy in that. So I hopefully more good people start paying attention, because we will not be able to solve it in Washington, D.C. I fought so hard to have at least some discussion on the debt and fiscal commission, have some authorization. Over 70% spend is unauthorized. You know, have a 12 appropriations. I had to almost put a gun to the head of the previous speaker, threaten to vacate him to be able to put some of the stuff on the floor on fiscal commission and border security, truly. You know, and then, you know, We tried to do that. Nothing happened. We got a new speaker, but unfortunately, he inherited a lot of problems. He's not used to fighting the very radical and very powerful lobby industry on both sides. And, you know, other parties that move into communism. I hate to say that. We have to do something about it, and people need to start waking up and start asking questions, because there is no lobby for the people in Washington, D.C., and a lot of these people know if they go with establishment and vote for all of that, and they can will have a lot of money in their PACs and super PACs that are going to be running their district, telling how great they are and how bad this person is, and unfortunately, people are buying that, and we have to do something about it.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz of Indiana's 5th District joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. She joins us, of course, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It must be frustrating for someone like you who has been successful in business, who is a CPA, to just see this, the hemorrhaging of money. I mean, no business that you would have started or consulted would have been around after the first 6 months if a business was run the way we run this federal budget, and it's just a travesty.
It is, and it breaks my heart. Think about it. We're already spending 25% of our revenues on interest. Our funds are going bankrupt. Social Security, Medicare, Highway Fund. We're going to double our spending on interest, where 50% of money will go to interest. We have countries like China is controlling our debt. You know, we have right now inflation that is going to destroy opportunities for, you know, low-income people, middle class, for people on fixed income. We continue printing money. 80% of money that ever were printed was, you know, printed in the last 10 years, and we continue, you know, accumulating debt. I mean, this is unsustainable, and we're running $2 trillion deficits already, which is going to be doubling soon. I mean, this is insanity, and no one even trying to have a conversation. I said last time, I said, here is the 5 items to save Medicare for seniors that we promised. We cannot screw people, okay? We need to keep our promises. These 5 items, $1.8 trillion in savings, which actually Obama and Trump agreed on. You know, of course, we're going to shake up some large monopolies over there, which we need. Oh, my gosh. You know, we're going to have some savings. We're going to actually trim the fat. You know, they were afraid so much that Jeffries and Schumer, they're so corrupt that they start whipping some Democrats that potentially would agree on that, and then folded McCarthy on that issue. And Biden said he's going to be fighting whatever he can to take it down. And we were not able to hold the ground. So this is how bad it became. But I truly believe the people on the ground are waking up and start paying attention, but we need to pay more and question, you know, the other side, our side too, because if our side doesn't hold the ground, other parties are far too gone.
So how many members of the Republican caucus are going to vote, do you think, as a percentage? How many of your caucus are going to vote for these two mini buses, and how many are going to stand their ground?
I think majority will, you know, I truly will. Well, you'll see. You just look at the vote and see how very few of them, because, oh, my gosh, if you're not going to vote for them, they say, oh, you hate this, you hate this, you have, because they're going to put down defense props. You know, listen, and I believe we have to do so much to really modernize our military. I want to support really brave people over there that, you know, actually risking their lives for our freedoms, people getting killed, you know, to risking their lives. And we don't appreciate it in a lot of ways. So veterans coming back home with a lot of problems. But they're going to try to put pressure. Oh, look at this, because they're going to put defense prop. You are not caring about the military. You're not going to care about that. So very few people are going to say, no, I do care about that, but I do not want all of the garbage in there. So they're going to be probably similar what we had last time, where a few conservatives that truly care and willing to put their neck on the line are going to be opposing them, and our establishment and most of Democrats will vote for it. Very, I mean, if you can see that, it's sad for me to see that, you know, now on suspensions, majority of bills under Republican-controlled House are passed with more Democrats than Republicans. That's kind of a sad reality. I don't think it ever happened under Democrats before.
No, it doesn't when that side's in charge. So you're voting against it, I trust, voting against these bills.
So, listen, I'm going to see that, but from what I'm hearing it, we haven't seen them, you know, but what I'm hearing is going to happen. And listen, I might be pleasantly surprised. I will let you know. But what I'm hearing, what right now is Senate in adding to this bill, what I'm hearing, what the numbers are going to be, it's insanity. And we have to really start to, you know, put some red lines and say enough is enough. But unfortunately, it's probably going to be just very few of us.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz of Indiana joining us on the Todd Starn Show. She's joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You're on the Judiciary Committee, and I've been seeing some coverage in the formerly mainstream media, and I wonder if these are stories planted by Democrats, but they're claiming that the impeachment inquiry is running out of steam and Republicans are wanting to abandon the effort, etc. What's the view from where you sit?
Well, listen, I think this is what I've seen, and we just actually had Hunter Biden in the committee. We just have saw what's happening with Department of Justice covering up, you know, Vice President Biden at the time pretty much sharing and retaining classified documents to write a book and make millions of dollars. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening, you know, that we have Clinton and Biden families becoming enriched, become millionaires, and our Department of Justice it covers it for them. But then they go after Republicans and like Donald Trump and raid his houses and, I'm sorry, his wife's underwears and just being complete assholes to him, you know, truly. And this is really unbelievable for me to see that. But unfortunately, as always, we have a lot of Republicans that will try to find any excuses, you know, that are going to them to not to put that on the vote. For the vote, I think we do need to put it to the vote, because I think the evidence is very clear. We actually see what's happening. It's very consistent. It's not just happened one time. Hunter has been doing the same thing with corrupt oligarchs all over the world, with countries that are our adversaries. Some of these countries are bad news that could cause serious problem to compromise our current president in his decision. So I think we need to put it to the vote, and then people will have to be accountable, you know, to their constituents. So regardless whatever Mike thinks, even if he doesn't think that some Republicans have the vote, this is the ultimate of democracy. But each of these people, if they believe, you know, something different, has to go to the floor, and then they're going to explain to people how they voted and why they voted like that.
You know, when you mention all these bits of evidence, if it happens once, well, that might be a mistake. Twice might be a coincidence. But this many times, there's no other conclusion than to say it's intentional criminal behavior.
Well, listen, we have a report. We have a Durham report that is actually special counsel. He pretty much said what FBI was doing, created all this Russian collusion and setting up all of the things to come after Kennedy Trump in that time. It was unbelievable. He was, I mean, shocking, the behavior. So it's not just assumptions of Republicans. It's actually, unfortunately, I was very upset to see that no one went to jail and there are no consequences to anyone. So everyone pretty much got free. So until we start having consequences for bad behaviors in Department of Justice and FBI, they'll continue doing it. But the evidence was very clear based on investigation what was done there. So there is no doubt what's happening in Department of Justice. We have a very corrupt agency that became tyrannical. You know, but I'll hate to tell you, you know, no one did authorization for them, and they're getting again money from us. That is the challenge. If we don't do our job, only money matters in Washington, D.C. If we would start taking money from this agency, don't send them blank checks, you know, then they will start getting our attention. But if we continue giving them the money and just send them letters and do grandiose statements, they do not care.
Congresswoman, it was a real privilege to speak with you. Thanks so much for fighting the good fight. Keep up the good work. And I'm sure Todd will talk to you here again soon.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Representative Victoria Spartz represents the 5th District of Indiana, and she joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. 901-260-5926. We'll take some calls in the next segment from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for your continued support. And to thank you, they have an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use the promo code STARNS, and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. Won't last long, folks. Get a six-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels. They absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, so much more. To get the best offers ever, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and get free shipping on your entire order while supplies last.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today on this Open Line Friday. Well, with the weekend about to start, let me remind you one more time that our cherished freedoms are being threatened every day by activist government officials pushing their woke agenda that targets anyone who supports traditional American values. But for over 30 years, Alliance Defending Freedom has been standing up for your rights in court and winning. They're fearless. They don't buy into false charges that laws protecting Christians in schools or businesses are somehow anti-gay. They know better. As ADF CEO Kristen Wagner tells us, that anti-gay stuff, simply not true.
There is no evidence that those who identify as gay or lesbian have been denied service. But what there is evidence of is how these laws are being used against real people, creative professionals who simply want to live peacefully and consistently and create custom work that is consistent with their religious beliefs. All Americans should have the right to live consistently with their religious beliefs. This is not about any type of denial of service, but simply the ability to engage in the creative profession consistent with one's convictions.
So true, and ADF represents clients at no cost to those who are bravely standing for our fundamental freedoms. And that's why ADF needs our financial support, so they can continue providing these legal services at no cost to the individuals. Todd has a goal to raise $17,000 through listeners to this show, and the goal must be reached by March 31st. Now, there's a Stand With ADF banner on the main page of toddstarnes.com where you can help support this important cause with a donation. So if you want to partner with us, and I really do hope you will, your gift of $100 or more will help Alliance Defending Freedom fight critical court battles for men and women just like you, all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. And, you know, ADF has won 15 victories there since 2011 alone. Just click the banner at toddstarnes.com, or you can phone your most generous gift to 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. Again, click the ADF banner at toddstarnes.com and help support the Alliance Defending Freedom. Phone number where you can join the Coast to Coast conversation is 901-260-5926. Sorry that one of the callers had to drop off. Someone who was kind enough, William, kind enough to send thanks to me for filling in for Todd. Well, it's my privilege. Sorry to hear that your rent is up, but guess what? Bidenomics, that's what you're going to have in the next 4 years. Everything is going to continue increasing, and if you think what happened 2 years ago was bad, just wait until he doesn't have to run worry about re-election. Let's go to line four. Joe is calling in from Ellijay, Georgia. How are you, my friend?
Jeff, you're doing a super job substituting for Todd, and I just want to say that I think Trump is going to win a huge landslide victory with the help of Todd and you and many millions of other Americans. And I wanted to tell you, we've got a lady down in Georgia, Mallory Staples, who's president of Freedom Caucus. Jeff, she's a female Trump. She's just great. She came to Ellijay and made a great speech. And I would like to see 4 years of Trump and 8 years of Mallory Staples. She is a super taxpayer champion, and I want you and Todd to meet her someday. But you're doing a great job, and Todd's great, and I feel like we're going to have a huge victory November the 5th.
What's her background, Joe? What's her background, this one you're so high on?
She's head of the Georgia Freedom Caucus, and okay, she's going all over the state making great speeches. And what she wants to do is primary any Republican. You know, a lot of our Republicans in office, they talk the game, but when they don't really follow through with conservative votes. And so what she's doing is those Republicans who are not doing a good job for the taxpayers, she's going to primary them. And I think you were talking to Ms. Sparks a while ago, and I think we need to primary a lot of Republicans in Washington who are talking the talk but are not voting the way they should. And I think you would agree with that.
No, I absolutely do. And it takes an awful lot to rise up against a state party that might be favoring an incumbent. But that's just the sort of thing that needs to be done. Joe, thanks so much for the call. You have yourself a good weekend, would you?
Thank you, Jeff. You're great. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You're so kind. Joe from LJ, Georgia, calling in. Not enough time, as the late, great Rush would say, to be fair to another caller, because we have less than 1 minute in this segment. I hope you'll stay on the phone line or queue up, because we've got a couple of good blocks of time to take your calls in the next hour. It's 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up in the next hour, just after the news that I presume is next on your local station, Trump senior advisor Lynn Patton will be here. I'm going to ask her to respond to the ruling by the court in Georgia that the legal lovebirds have to split up on this case. Plus, Mr. Trump has a big rally in Ohio that I'm sure many are focused on for the weekend. That kicks off hour number two. That comes up after this short break. Jeff Stein, in for Todd. Thanks for being along on the Todd Starnes Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening, across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to hour two of a Friday edition of the Todd Starnes radio program on 150 radio stations across the country and streaming live at toddstarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd again today. Todd will be back on Monday. I'm coming to you from the Liberty University studio at my home base, News Talk 1540 KXCL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa. The 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching the heartland with accurate news and reasonable views. Todd will be back on the Newsmax 2 program at 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, and as noted, back behind this microphone on Monday, just a day before the official release of the new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? By Todd Starnes. Learn more at toddstarnes.com, or when the book is released, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble. Of the book, and post it on the social media so people know where they can get the book. All right, let's go now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker. Go ahead. Dylan was talking to me, and I just wasn't paying attention to what I was doing. All right. So take a picture of the book on the shelf, post it on social media, tag Todd, and let everybody know where they can get a copy of the book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? 901-260-5926 is the number to call to join this coast-to-coast conversation. And we are expecting a caller come in, a guest to join us to talk about all things Trump. But while we wait for that, I want to go to this matter that we talked about at the beginning of the last hour. It's the news of the day. And that has to do with the fact that the judge in Georgia this morning ruled that there was an appearance of impropriety with regard to the legal lovebirds. And I'm reading now from Politico. Now, Politico, I think it's fair to say, is no great friend of President Trump. All right? I think that's pretty fair to say. Politico is ripping Fani Willis. So let's find out, though, what the official Trump view is. And we welcome on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line Lynn Patton, return guest to the program, of course, senior advisor to Mr. Trump and the Trump 2024 campaign. Ms. Patton, Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. How are you today?
Hey, Jeff. Good. Thanks for having me. Always great to be here.
We've got a lot that we can discuss, and I want to talk about the fact that for the third consecutive time, Mr. Trump will be the GOP nominee. But let's talk about the news of the day. What's the reaction to that ruling from Georgia that the legal lovebirds have to separate on this case?
Well, you know, obviously, Jeff, I'm sure you can appreciate it. I can't speak specifically to any kind of legal strategy or what our team does next. However, I can tell you that President Trump has a world-class legal team, and they will continue to fight this unjust witch hunt. You know, we agree that obviously conflict exists and that she should step down and that this case should be dismissed. We've said that since day one. You know, but at the end of the day, either Wade goes or she goes, and that is the bottom line.
I see that in the ruling, the judge actually used the phrase, "an odor of mendacity remains." Oh, my goodness. That is judges
quite
are typically
a powerful line. You can almost smell it, right?
Oh, man, there's a T-shirt. You know, and as a lawyer, I know judges are reticent, hesitant to put words like that in a ruling unless they're really upset about something, and this judge obviously was. Well, the nomination is clinched, and it's always good to get across that threshold, and now you take the case directly to the American people, and it starts in full force in Ohio on Saturday.
Well, that's right, and anybody who wants to go to that rally can go to DonaldJTrump.com. There's still tickets available. But, you know, there was no question at this point that he was going to be, obviously, the official nominee. The only person who didn't seem to recognize that was Nikki Haley and, of course, all her Democrat backers. However, you know, the American people knew it because the American people know that Biden's just trying to con them by refusing to talk about how he's devastated the American economy, decimated the southern border under his watch, and made America less safe on a world stage. We're in more conflict now than ever. We're about to lose a fifth U.S. embassy in Haiti under his watch. But you know what? It's more of the same rinse and repeat. We are thrilled to be merging with the RNC. You know, this is the first time in all three campaigns that the RNC has truly sort of amalgamated with the campaign and become one. You know, in the first campaign, I don't think we really trusted the RNC, and I'll say that out loud. They were, you know, Trump was an outsider. They weren't expecting him to win, and they were forced to kind of help us. The second time around, they were obviously thrilled to help the incumbent president, but really served more as an independent entity separate from the campaign. Now, the campaign and the RNC are one with Laura Trump over there. I think people underestimate her to their own detriment. She's been my best friend for almost 16 years now, and I have full confidence that she's going to make sure everyone on the payroll is not only working to reelect her father-in-law, but also working to reelect and elect members of Congress and members of the Senate across this country that really manifest the America First mission.
Ms. Trump has been on my radio program in Iowa multiple times, quite an impressive individual. And I want you to address something that my friends on the left, when it was announced that there would be a much closer working relationship between the Trump for President campaign and the RNC, they're crowing, saying, well, then this is going to be to the detriment of all the down ticket races. This is going to be all about Trump, et cetera, et cetera. That's not the case, is it? This is the RNC in a top-to-bottom effort.
Not at all. Look, we must be one cohesive team in order to win in November, yes. But we also need to be one cohesive team in order to elect candidates to put America first. That is the message of this campaign. That has been the message of Trump's administration. But that is the message now, arguably, Jeff, of the voters. The voters are tired of sending billions over to Ukraine. The voters are tired of illegal immigrants being put before them. The voters are tired of all of historic inflation and America being put last in terms of priorities, not being able to put food on their table, not being able to put gas in their car, you know? And what Americans are realizing is that they were better with Trump. Even people who I grew up with that don't like Trump, that are liberal, that never voted for him or just thought he should be, quote unquote, more presidential because of his rhetoric. They're all now saying to me and admitting, look, we might not like your boss, but we darn sure don't like the policies and what's happening under Joe Biden, and they will hold their nose and they will vote for President Trump because they know that at the end of the day, America was better with Trump, America was richer with Trump, America was safer with Trump, and America was stronger with Trump.
Lynn Patton, senior advisor to the Trump campaign, joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. You know, it's sort of, as you look at the 2024 race, with 2020 in the rearview mirror, it's sort of like be careful what you wish for, because back then there were some of these folks that you've mentioned who said, well, we don't like the tone, et cetera. We'll try the other guy. Well, look what that got us. And truly, you know,
the
independents, and I find independents, whether they lean one way or another, but the independents in this country are fed up with the hyper-partisanship on each side. That's why we get these big swings in major elections. But they know how much more money they're paying at the grocery store, the gas station, et cetera. And they know how much better off they were 4 years ago. That's got to give some good wind in the sails of the campaign as you try to form the coalition necessary to get to 270 electoral votes.
100%. And in fact, you know, it's that old adage, Jeff, don't know what you got until it's gone.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Americans are recognizing, particularly minorities. You know, they know that they didn't have an influx of 11 million illegals into their communities when Trump was here. And quite frankly, as you know, every state has become a border state under President Biden. And, you know, an interesting statistic, we actually learned the other day, or yesterday rather, that Joe Biden is the first president who has never gotten a bump from the State of the Union address.
Yeah.
Like, not even one half of 1%, like nothing. You know why? Because, first of all, most of America wasn't watching it, but also because most America is not buying into his fraudulent motto of don't believe what you see, believe what we say, because that has truly become the motto of the Democrat Party. They think we're all idiots out here, you know, trying to believe that Bidenomics is good for this country when we all know it's not. They're trying to say the border is safe and secure when we all know it's not. They're trying to say that America is stronger and more respected in this world when we know that it's not. So it really is inexplicable that they continue to use this as their messaging, because it's not working.
Well, that's why the State of the Union campaign speech, as I call it, fell so flat. And if I saw the TV rating numbers correctly, more people watched this year than last year, and yet even less of a reaction. And as you note, they always get a bump, even if it's only a few points. But this was just as if it did not happen, except for those of us forced to have watched it, and we still bear the scars of that, I suppose.
Right, it was painful.
Oh, goodness. Well, lastly, let me ask you, Lynn Patton, about the RNC from the past, which some of us don't think was terribly effective. I'm not asking you to comment. I just don't think it was terribly effective. So for those who have kind of soured on the RNC as being helpful up and down the line, what can you say about the integration with the Trump effort that will give people a little more confidence that they can believe the RNC, that the fundraising responses should be taken seriously, et cetera?
Well, the first thing I can say is that effective this past Monday, the RNC is officially Trump country. Laura Trump is at the helm over there, a vice chair. She's working very closely with Michael Whatley, who is ultra MAGA, who we trust implicitly to ensure that, you know, the message is clear. If you do not support this president, if you do not support his MAGA first and America first policies, then you will not be working here, and you will not be raising money for your campaign, whether that's a presidential campaign, whether it's a campaign trickle down, down ballot. So, you know, I would say that it's safe for all your listeners to donate to the RNC directly, also to donate to the campaign directly, because we are merging that fundraising effort into one called Trump Victory, which will, of course, identify and support all Trump-endorsed candidates around this country so that we maintain the House and take back the Senate and put this man back in office where he belongs.
Lynn Patton of the Trump Effort, thanks so much for taking the time to join the Todd Starnes Show. My privilege to speak with you. I hope we talk again.
Thank you so much. That's great to be here. Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend. Lynn Patton of the Trump 2024 Effort. You can follow her on the socials at Lynn Patton. And again, big rally in Ohio this weekend, now that it is official that for the third consecutive time, Donald J. Trump will be the nominee of the Republican Party. And she joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We'll continue with your calls in the next segment, 901-260-5926, as we continue from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Friday on the Todd Starnes Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University studio. I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this finally Friday. Weekend's about to start. And before you get into that weekend mode, let's talk seriously about the fact that activist government officials and their woke agendas targeting anyone who doesn't believe what they want you to believe, targeting anyone who supports traditional American values, these cherished American freedoms are being threatened. They're at stake. But luckily, for more than three decades, Alliance Defending Freedom has been standing up for your rights in court and winning. These are fearless folks. They don't buy into these false narratives that if you want to protect Christians in schools or businesses, somehow you're anti-gay. Here's ADF CEO Kristen Wagner to tell us that anti-gay stuff, not so much.
There is no evidence that those who identify as gay or lesbian have been denied service. But what there is evidence of is how these laws are being used against real people, creative professionals who simply want to live peacefully and consistently and create custom work that is consistent with their religious beliefs. All Americans should have the right to live consistently with their religious beliefs. This is not about any type of denial of service, but simply the ability to engage in the creative profession consistent with one's convictions.
Because, you know, after all, the other side says they have convictions. Well, why are the convictions on the right no less important? ADF represents clients at no cost to those who are bravely standing for our fundamental freedoms. And that is why ADF needs our financial support so that they can continue their good work. They have to turn away cases because they just don't have the funding and the person power. All right, Todd has a goal. And that is to raise $17,000 through this fine radio program. But they've got to reach this goal by March 31st. So that's the end of the month, only a couple of weeks. We're midway through. Why not take a look and see what you can do to help and get this program toward that $17,000 goal? Now, if you go to ToddStarnes.com, there's a Stand With ADF banner right there on the main page. And you can help us support this important cause with a donation. I hope you will. You know, your gift of $100 or more will help Alliance Defending Freedom fight these critical court battles for men and women just like you. They're back to the Supreme Court before the end of the month. They've won 15 times there since 2011. So again, click the banner at ToddStarnes.com or phone 855-417-6556. Again, ADF banner at ToddStarnes.com or call them at 855-417-6556. Marshall from New Hampshire has called into the show. I've only got a minute, but it's yours.
Hi, Jeff. I'll try to be real quick then.
Sure.
I'm real upset about the weaponization of the DOJ. We all know how disgusting it is. What's almost as disgusting is the coverage by the media of the weaponization of the DOJ. They're almost normalizing what's going on. And there was a really good example this past week. CNN did an interview with Trump employee number five, Brian Butler, and he had a lot of incriminating information against President Trump. How come you or Todd haven't covered that story at all?
Because I don't watch CNN if I can help it. But thanks so much for hanging on for more than an hour to pose that question. Coming up in just a moment, we'll speak with a filmmaker about America Invaded. Important stuff after this break. Jeff Stein in for Todd on the Todd Starnes Show. Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starnes Show. 901-260-5926. Open line Friday. We'll take your calls in the next segment. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. Joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is filmmaker Namrata Singh Gujral. She is the person behind this wonderful piece called America Invaded that was released about 6 weeks ago. You can learn more and watch a trailer at AmericaInvadedFilm.com. Thanks so much for joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about what we will find when we watch this film, and I'm really interested in how the topic came up as something that was worthy of extended study, because having done some of this work myself, this is no small project.
Yes, absolutely. Happy to share that with your audience. So the first thing I would like to tell them a little bit about the film.
Yeah.
It is a picture that deals with the southern border, but not just the southern border. It deals with all of our ports of entry into the United States, the legal ports, which is our the conduits being asylum, visa, and refuge, and then obviously the illegal means, which is the southern, and by the way, now the northern border as well.
Yes.
People need to start paying attention to that, because we've got a lot of illegal migrants and immigrants coming through the northern border now, as well as historic numbers up there as well. I am actually, just to be completely in complete disclosure, I'm actually a registered longtime Democrat. I'm a filmmaker. I've lived in Hollywood for years and years. I've done pictures on all kinds of subjects. And this is a picture that came about when a Gold Star mother, who I met at one of my screenings for a previous picture, America's Forgotten, questioned, that was a picture on the southern border, and it questioned why we had not put enough focus on the national security aspect of it. That picture had kind of depicted the humanitarian aspects of the migration journey and then the southern border. And when the Gold Star mother said this to me, I have a great deal of respect and absolute reverence for our troops, and it really sort of made me want to look into it after that screening was over. So I reached out to a friend of mine, without giving away names for privacy purposes, who is the one of the ex-directors of Homeland Security. And I said, hey, this is what one of the Gold Star mothers said to me in Houston. And unfortunately, a lot of it was confirmed. And I think my initial reaction on that phone call was, why isn't this headline news every day? And basically, it had to do with national security at the northern and southern border, aside from the fact that the jobs are getting taken and the economic impact of migration, the fact that we now have such crazy crime that is going on in the U.S. We've all seen the footage from New York, et cetera. But this picture goes one step above. It actually talks about the national security related to terrorism that has become now an issue with the borders being open, as well as our legal entry points. And that is what this picture is about. It juxtapositions the sacrifices of the American troops in the global war on terror, where thousands, as we know, of American soldiers gave the ultimate sacrifice to keep America safe. And is Biden unraveling the legacy of our heroes by allowing terrorists into our country, some that might have even actually killed our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan?
It's just staggering when phrased so succinctly like that. America Invaded is the film we're talking about. The trailer notes, 20 years later, two wars later, is America safer? You can watch that trailer, and there are links there so that you can watch it yourself in full at AmericaInvadedFilm.com, AmericaInvadedFilm.com. One of the things that has concerned me personally, here I am in the middle of the country, in the heartland, and folks are coming in from both sides. We don't know who they are, but that makes me concerned about terrorism from within our borders. What's the mood from the folks that you interviewed? And the list of names are folks that this audience would know well.
Yes, yeah, so some of the experts we have in the film are, for example, ex-FBI Director Mark Morgan, Congressman Corey Mills, who is well known for his, just recently he rescued some Americans from Haiti. We've got Congressman Paul Gozer in the film. We've got Dan Stein from FAIR, Mark Krikorian from Center of Immigration Studies, Todd Benzman, James Carafant from Heritage Foundation. And then we also actually, I wanted to really make it fair, so I actually went and talked to some international security experts, not just national security experts, people who've looked at terrorism on an international scale. So we actually have some folks from overseas that are experts that talk about the borders into the United States as well as the loopholes in our visa, asylum, and refuge policies. And all I can tell you is this, it does not look good. I think to put it as simply as that. And I was asked in another show, would I be willing to say if terrorists are indeed already in the U.S.? It's not even willing to say. We know we have them because we have actually apprehended them. The sad part is not that they're in the U.S. or they're sleeper cells. The Biden, someone said to me, well, Biden should watch the movie. Biden already knows. Mayorkas already knows. This is not something, I'm not telling them something from my movie that they don't probably know through their channels. The trouble is, the media's not talking about it, and clearly the administration doesn't want to seem to do anything about it. And that is, as a Democrat, I am absolutely disgusted, and I'm baffled. Truly, I'm just baffled.
I had someone ask me, well, I guess it was on this program earlier. They said, why are Biden and his people deliberately trying to ruin the nation? The quickest way, and that was their phrase, not mine, but the quickest way for insecurity is to lose track of who you're letting in your borders, north and south, and it's just baffling. I don't know what the end game is. I hear people say, well, it's political, etc. I just don't, I don't understand it. That's how baffling it is. Am I overstating that?
No, you're not. And I'll tell you something. That is, so I tried to, because it's a documentary, I truly wanted to get to the heart of the situation.
Sure.
And one of the chapters toward the end of the documentary, we talk about the messaging from both sides and what Democrats feel about open borders and how Republicans feel about open borders. And the top issue for Democrats with regards to closing the borders was that Republicans do it because I'm just saying this was the top issue. This is not me speaking. This is from our investigation. The top issue was that Republicans are white supremacists. They're anti-brown, anti-immigrants, et cetera, et cetera. The top issue from Republicans toward the Democrats for not wanting to secure the border was that they're wanting to get a bigger voter base and a bigger voter bank, because 8 or 9 out of every 10 new migrants to the country tend to vote Democratic. So what do? We reached out to people on both sides of the aisle, leaders, and we said, please come to the movie and explain to the American people if there is any truth to this messaging that seems to have sort of taken, you know, a wide hold of on either side of the aisle. We reached out to 5 or 6 Republican leaders to talk about the white supremacist, if there was any truth to that, et cetera, issue. And almost every single one of them said, you know, we know you're a Democratic filmmaker, but you sound pretty logical. We will do it. We could only get one because, again, in a movie, it's a 90-minute feature. You can't get everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you what was most disturbing to me. I reached out to not only 6, but at some point even more than that, Democratic leaders, a couple of them who I've known through other projects. Not only did they turn down the interview request to talk about the fact that this is being allowed to increase the voter base for the Democrats, a couple of them actually said to me offline, you know, I think we should secure our borders. Yes, this is wrong, but I can't go against the narrative of the party. So I can't tell you 100% why it is being done, but I can tell you the conversations I've had. And unfortunately, I think that's, in my opinion, what the reason is. It's to increase the voter base and voter bank. And, you know, when I talk about America invaded, it's not just being invaded. It's also an invasion of the American soul, the American way of life, because, you know, the more people that come over and have a different soul and spirit, you will lose America.
AmericaInvadedFilm.com is where you can go to watch the trailer. The movie is called America Invaded. Namrata Singh Gujral is our guest on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And that is such a sobering statement and so clear because, again, in a much different manner, we hear of some of these blue states or areas where people are moving from those areas to so-called red states, and then try to change things. And the people in the red states are saying, hey, don't ruin our way of life. Well, it's no different here, except these folks often have a much more nefarious purpose. What's been the reaction to the film in the first 6 weeks, America Invaded? What's been the reaction you've gotten as the creator?
Well, the reaction has been exactly what I thought it was going to be. It's I'm actually getting a lot of kudos from folks that tend to lean more conservative. And I've even had people writing to me and saying things like, look, we are from different sides of the aisle in terms of our party affiliation, but thank you for making it. I watched it. It's a very logical, fair, because, I mean, I looked at it very unbiased, logical. And here was the thing, too. The story is told through the eyes of Gold Star family, so it's not really my voice in the film. I'm merely the person who kind of put it all together. The Gold Star families, we have six families in the film that talk to the national security issue now that has become so sobering for us through allowing all these people into the country. And these are the people. I'll give you a quick example.
Yes.
We must have interviewed about 200 different families to see who we wanted to bring into the film. And every Gold Star story is crucial and important. Not one is more important than the other. The only reason we only brought six stories into the picture is because, again, the fact that it's a 90-minute film has limitations. So we picked six stories that kind of went above and beyond not the sacrifices of the family, but in terms of how they were impacted as a domino effect after the global war on terror, which is 20 years, Iraq and Afghanistan. And the first person that we interview in the film is a guy called Bo Wise. We only have two Private Ryans currently in the United States, where three brothers went to war, three or four brothers, and only one came back, and he was brought back because everyone else was killed. Mm-hmm. So we have our new Saving Private Ryan from today's contemporary wars, who is in the film and speaks to the courage and the bravery of his two brothers who were killed in the global war on terror, and they brought him back. We have an African-American Gold Star mother who lost her only child at war. We have a lady who's, I consider them casualties of this war, 22 suicides a day that veterans are committing every single day, some of them in the parking lots of the VA, and it's all a result majorly of PTSD. Those are casualties of war, and so we talk about that. We talk about a mother who lost her son in, as part of Kabul 13, that last day when we got out of Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And the fact that her son, older son, basically took his life 1 year on the memorial of the brother's death in Kabul. And by the way, we are seeing a lot of this as well. We're seeing brother siblings who have survivor guilt when they come back, when one of the brothers or sisters got killed at war, and then taking their life. And so what we do is we show this picture through their eyes and what their thoughts are on what's happening at the border and with our loopholes. And I'll tell you, the most sobering thing is when 9/11 happened, a lot of these kids, by the way, joined after 9/11. We had one of the highest rates of not only retention, but bringing people into the military. When 9/11 happened, some of the hijackers were in the U.S. because they abused some of the loopholes in our legal entry system. They didn't come through the border. What's shameful is you and I are speaking today on the 15th of March, 2024, 22 years almost after 9/11, and those loopholes, as we speak, still exist. Right now, as we're speaking, nothing has been done about them.
I have such great respect for the work that has been done in this piece, and as I say, I have a bit of experience in making documentaries myself. I know what a challenging task it can be. If you go to AmericaInvadedFilm.com, you can watch the trailer. There are also links so you can watch on Prime Video, Rumble, Salem Now, other locations, AmericaInvadedFilm.com. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk about this. Thank you for this excellent project, and I hope everybody takes a look at this. Very important stuff. Thanks for the time.
Great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Namrata Singh Gujral is the documentary maker, America Invaded, AmericaInvadedFilm.com. So you can watch the trailer and see the link. She joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. 901-260-5926, where you can join the Coast to Coast conversation after this break. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd, and this is the Todd Starn Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. The conversation in the last segment with the filmmaker, AmericaInvadedFilm.com, the website. I mean, you could just tell when you want to tell a story and it just aggravates you or it just makes you angry. You can't figure out the rationale for why things are. You could hear it in her voice. And I think that that film is a great testimony as to what's really going on. And she joined us, of course, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, for a decade now, Patriot Mobile has been the only Christian conservative wireless provider in this great nation. The team has been a great, consistent supporter of Todd and the program, and it's a great partnership. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major cell networks. So what that means is you get the same coverage that you need, but your money every month doesn't go to fund causes you don't believe in from woke companies. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support America rights and freedoms, religious freedom, sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and you value the contribution from our military veterans and first responder heroes. Patriot Mobile has a 100% U.S.-based customer service team. Switching's easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The team helps to find the best plan for your needs. Here's what you do. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. And when you use offer code Todd, you get free activation. So make the switch today, patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. Don't forget offer code Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. Coming up in hour three of the program, we'll speak with Steve Dace, the Blaze TV host. He has a brand new children's book out just in time for Easter entitled Why Easter? Jesus Died for Us So We Can Live Forever. It's on that excellent Post Hill Press imprint. Steve Dace with us in the next hour. Hey, speaking of Post Hill Press, they've got a new book coming out Tuesday. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, and it's written by a guy named Todd Starnes. You definitely need to pre-order that or go to the store and get your copy on Tuesday. One more hour of the program coming up. Jeff Stein in for Todd on the Todd Starnes Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed. Welcome to Hour 3 of a Friday edition of the Todd Starnes Show. Coast to coast on 150 great radio stations and streaming live at toddstarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd again today. Todd will be back behind the mic on Monday. Newsmax 2 this afternoon at 5 o'clock Eastern, then back at the normal time on the radio. And Monday, of course, just one day away from the official release of the new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? By Todd Starnes. Pre-order or get ready to hit those bookstores on Tuesday, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever you get your good books these days. And if you're in Germantown, Tennessee, you're going to want to go to the event Monday night. I'll give you some information on that here in just a moment. Our phone number on this Open Line Friday is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And I'm coming to you from my home base, the Liberty University studio at News Talk 1540 KXCL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa, with a 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching the heartland with accurate news and reasonable views. Good to have you along. Coming up in just a few moments, Steve Dace of Blaze TV. He had the film Nefarious last year. He's had such great informative books, and now he writes children's books, and I've been reading his brand new one called Why Easter? Jesus Died for Us So We Can Live Forever. It's a fantastic, fantastic book from Post Hill Press. Same publisher as Todd Starnes' Twilight Last Gleaming. We'll talk with Steve Dace before this half hour is up. The folks from the Wellness Company will check in as well coming up in about a half hour. I want to make sure that we don't let this hour get away from us and we don't focus on other things without giving you one more good opportunity this week to help the folks at Alliance Defending Freedom. Every day you hear about it on this program, you hear about it on other programs, you know our fundamental freedoms are being threatened by woke government agendas that specifically target those who support traditional American values. But for more than 30 years, Alliance Defending Freedom has been standing up for your rights in court and winning. They're fearless. And you hear people say that certain laws that protect Christians in schools or Christian business owners, you hear people say that those laws are anti-gay. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, according to ADF CEO Kristen Wagner.
There is no evidence that those who identify as gay or lesbian have been denied service. But what there is evidence of is how these laws are being used against real people, creative professionals, who simply want to live peacefully and consistently and create custom work that is consistent with their religious beliefs. All Americans should have the right to live consistently with their religious beliefs. This is not about any type of denial of service, but simply the ability to engage in the creative profession consistent with one's convictions.
The other side thinks their convictions are important. Well, so are ours. ADF represents clients at no cost to those people bravely standing up for our freedoms, and that's why they need our financial support to keep on going. Todd has a goal of raising $17,000 from the audience, but we have to do it by the end of this month. Today's the 15th, the deadline's the 31st. We know you can do it. You've always been so generous. I've seen the numbers over the course of time for campaigns like this. The listeners to this show are so generous because they know how important it is. So if you're of the ability, if you have the ability, you're of the means to be able to do it, go to toddstarnes.com. Right there on the main page, there is a Stand with ADF banner. Click on that, and you can help us support this important cause with a donation. Any amount is tremendous. If you want a partner, and I hope you will, your gift of $100 or more, may we politely suggest, will help Alliance Defending Freedom fight critical court battles for men and women just like you. They'll be back at the U.S. Supreme Court before the end of the month. By the way, ADF has won 15 victories at the Supreme Court since 2011 alone. So click the banner at toddstarnes.com, or if you'd like to phone, please do, 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. Click the banner at toddstarnes.com and you can help ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. We certainly hope that you will. There was an individual who called last hour from Germantown, and I hope you go out and see Todd Monday night for the official book launch party, but he suggested that the margins that, and he could not stay on the line, that's why I'm summarizing the call. The margins for Trump are not going to be as big as some people think. And I totally agree. I don't believe any of the hype. I don't believe any of it. I believe this is going to be tooth and nail, tough, and you gotta go for every single vote you're going to find. And I also don't care a whit about national polls, because we don't elect presidents by the popular vote. We elect them through the Electoral College. So when you can start showing me state-by-state polls and we can start counting electoral votes, that's the thing to watch for. So stay focused, people, and that includes the folks at the top of the ticket. Going to take a break now from the Liberty University studio. And when we come back, Steve Dace of Blaze TV about the book Why Easter, Designed for the Children in Your Lives. We'll do that in a moment. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show. Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starn Show. 901-260-5926 is how you can reach us. You know very well that Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After all, he invented the world's best pillow, and I tell you, nobody pays me to say it, but I wouldn't be without it. It's tremendous. Totally changed my life. He also created the famous Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets you will ever sleep on. And now for a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set of the Giza Dreams sheets for $59.98, king-size just $69.98. And if you think that sounds like a good deal, you're right. Lowest prices in history. Mike and the folks at MyPillow continue to be canceled by those big-box stores attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these cancellation times, and so they want to thank you by giving you free shipping, thank you very much, on your entire order today. So to get these specials, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS. You can get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98, king size just $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-839-8506 or go to MyPillow.com. And again, promo code STARNS for free shipping today. I read a bit of this to you in a previous hour. This is fascinating reporting by left-wing media. Politico, not exactly a friend to Mr. Trump, but they're quoting the judge's decision. This is Fulton County, Georgia, Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee. Now, this is where the legal lovebirds have to separate. Mr. Wade is a contract employee. Ms. Willis is the DA. There's a conflict, the judge says, an appearance of impropriety between the two. So they cannot both be on the case. But the judge is letting the DA, Fannie Willis, decide. Does she leave so Wade can stay on, or does she boot Wade? Here's the thing to understand about legal ethics, folks. If Willis is compromised, her whole office is. So literally, it's either Fannie Willis and her entire office have to leave the case so Wade can pursue it, or you kick Wade to the curb and then Willis's office can continue. But what's fascinating are some of the things that the judge said. He said she had an unprofessional manner. He also said it was inappropriate for her to cast racial aspersions for the motion being filed. Now, you remember this. Here's what the judge wrote. This finding is by no means an indication that the court condones this tremendous lapse in judgment or the unprofessional manner of the district attorney's testimony. Rather, it is the undersigned, meaning the judge's opinion, that Georgia law does not permit the finding of an actual conflict for simply making bad choices, even repeatedly. Wow. That is quite a smackdown. Continued. Reasonable questions about whether the district attorney and her hand-selected lead special assistant district attorney testified untruthfully about the timing of their relationship further underpinned the finding of an appearance of impropriety and the need to make efforts to cure it. What the judge has said in the ruling is, this smells. We're not going to say who has to leave the case, but somebody has to. The judge doesn't say one or the other of you has to go unless there's something there that he does not like. And given how she has responded on the witness stand, as you recall, the judge, and I've never, again, I'm a lawyer, I've never seen this. This is the judge in the Willis-Wade toss-you-off-the-case legal lovebirds ruling. The judge writes, the time may well have arrived for an order preventing the state from mentioning the case in any public forum to prevent prejudicial pretrial publicity. He's saying to Trump and the other defendants, if you hand me a gag order against Fani Willis, I'm going to sign it. He's inviting them to do it. And again, the reporting is by Politico. Again, not exactly big fan of Trump. Unbelievable stuff. Politico notes that the judge says Willis used bad judgment, even writing that an odor of mendacity remains. He literally said the case smells. So this is an interesting result. Does she kick the former lover to the curb, and that cuts off his money, and stay in the fight and continue to prosecute the case? Because, again, it's not just her, it's her whole office. Either way, how in the world does this continue on path to trial without some delays? Similarly, you've got the alleged hush money case where they just found 31,000 pages of documents. And so the anti-Trump folks are not going to resist a delay in that. This is what I've suggested earlier. I get a sense that the original plan by those on the left to get Trump were to have as many different legal proceedings in as many different jurisdictions as possible and just have them come one after another or overlapping. In other words, they were going to try to swamp him with that so that he could not properly offer defense to any of them. Well, that's not working out because these things are falling apart because, again, they were trying to be too clever by half. And the system doesn't just allow for the timeline they thought would be appropriate prior to an election. I just get a sense now that everybody's kind of getting out of the way so that there would be one actual trial, and it's the one they think would be their best chance to either derail his presidential effort or to get some kind of a conviction. I have no knowledge of what their shenanigans are. But it just seems to me that they're coalescing and they're trying to get out of one another's way. And if you see Fani Willis say, my entire office is going to leave the case, I won't prosecute it, my office won't prosecute it, that suggests there's going to be a lengthy delay in that trial. And that tells you how bad the case is. I just don't know that she's going to be able to. Help herself. She wants the publicity. She wants the spotlight. But again, if there's a gag order, that's not going to help her. So when a judge smacks you down that much, that's pretty egregious stuff. Now, does it have anything to do with the merits of the case? Not necessarily, or else there'd have been a dismissal. But it does have to do with all the shady shenanigans, and that's really important stuff. By the way, also important, Congregation Coffee in Germantown, Tennessee. If you're in the neighborhood Monday night, get there at 6 o'clock, the official Todd Starnes book launch party. So you folks who listen to the flagship, the Mighty 990, or live in the Memphis area, go to Congregation Coffee in Germantown, and it's Monday night, 6 to 7:30. Here's the thing I liked. There's going to be music, there's going to be beverages, and there's going to be desserts. How do you miss with that kind of an invitation? Oh, yeah, and Todd has this great book that you can get for the first time and get autographed copies. Cool thing. So the unofficial pre-launch teases have been happening coast to coast all week, and I am really looking forward to tearing into this, and you can do so too. Pre-order now wherever you get your good books. Go to toddstarnes.com for information, and that does also include the possibility of signed copies if you can't get to one of these events in person. And as I suggested, this would be kind of fun. Just, you know, go to the bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever you get your good books, starting on Tuesday. Take a picture of the book right there on the shelf. Post it to the socials. Tag Todd. And let people know where they can go in your community to get a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? The great book by Todd Starnes. And the official release date is Tuesday, of course. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. That's how you can join our Coast to Coast conversation from the Liberty University studio. Coming up, we are going to talk to the folks from the Wellness Company at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to try to get Steve Dace to talk about his new children's book called Why Easter, and we can do that before the end of this program as well. How about that? We'll go back-to-back guests in the last half of the program today. Todd is back on Newsmax 2 at 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central. The rest of you do your own math. He'll do that today, and then he'll be back behind this microphone come Monday at the normal time, noon to 3 Eastern. And I know he's got some stories to tell based upon this book tour. And again, we keep talking about the book, but here's what's interesting to me, and I mentioned it briefly yesterday, and I'll say it again today. The number of people, ranging from the folks at the Young America Foundation event at the Reagan Ranch in California, we're talking about high school kids, eager to get their hands on this, what, 140 of them, something like that. You go to the other part of the country, the swamp in D.C., members of Congress eager to line up, and their staff members. People are hungry for straight information, great examples, and the humor that we need in order to make it. You know, I have great privilege of sitting in occasionally on this program, and people will say to me, well, do you want to do a political talk show every day, you know, a show like Todd does? And I say, geez, I don't want to be mad all the time because I'm so frustrated by this, but Todd is one of those rare individuals with the good humor to carry it all off, and you see it in the book as well, and I think that's why there's such anticipation for this book. Twilight's Last Gleaming comes out on Tuesday. Break now. We'll talk with the Wellness Company on the other side on the Todd Starnes Show. Back to the Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. If you go to the Wellness Company website, that's twc.health/Starnes, you'll see that by using the promo code Starnes, you can save 10% on the Ultimate First Aid Emergency Kit. Once again, that's twc.health/Starnes. And joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is the chief epidemiologist for the Wellness Company, Dr. Harvey Risch. Dr. Risch, Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. How are you today?
I'm fine. Great to be with you.
Good to talk to you, sir. There are so many issues that we talk about with regard to the election and things people need to be concerned about. Where do you put health care on the list? What are the health care issues that are really top of mind in this election?
Well, you know, we've been through 4 years of a pandemic, and that's fresh on everybody's mind,
yeah.
Not to mention all other issues of chronic diseases that we face as a society. I think those are the top things among the chronic diseases we have. Obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancer, those are the top ones, and then, you know, they work their way down from that.
With regard to how COVID has been handled and the vaccination, I mean, this is something that, you know, the ruling elites don't want us to talk about, obviously. Mr. Trump handled things very differently from the current president, correct?
Well, he's the one who started the vaccines, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did he get straight information from his advisors on that?
I don't think so. I think that whatever information that he had, the deep state was already in control of it and had been. My hypothesis, that my conclusion that I've drawn from the whole thing is that the virus itself was leaked from a bioweapons research facility, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and many places, university settings in the United States and elsewhere, do research into gain-of-function viruses. And we signed a treaty in 1975, the bioweapons treaty, saying that we wouldn't do that. The only loophole in that treaty is that we could make these dangerous viruses or other infectious agents for the purposes of making vaccines, but for no other purpose, no offensive purposes. And so we exploited that loophole in the treaty to make all of the, to do 50 years of gain-of-function virus research. And most of the time when these things leaked out of labs, the viruses weren't so consequential that they didn't do much more than create small epidemics, say. SARS-1 did that in 2005. MERS did that to some degree. There have been leakages in the past, but they haven't been cataclysmic the way SARS-2 was for COVID. And our bioweapons industry put themselves at risk of being closed because of public dissatisfaction with the fact that we had this industry that was misusing its ability to make these bioweapons for offensive purposes and claim that it was for the purposes of vaccines. And so part of its cover-up, it had a two-pronged cover-up. The first was to deny that it came out of the Wuhan lab, that it was an offensive bioweapon that was made. And the second was, okay, well, if it was an offensive bioweapon, then the rationale was a vaccine, and so a vaccine had to be the end product. And so this was pushed as the entire goal of pandemic management was to create a vaccine and roll it out to the entire world to show that what we had intended to do from the outset in making these bioweapons agents was to make vaccines. And of course, this is not true, and that's where the rationale for why this was pushed so hard came from, and why President Trump might have felt that the world was going to collapse in gigantic amounts of death unless we had a vaccine. And so he went along with this because he was fear-mongered just like all of us were.
If you go to twc.health/starns, that's the website, and you can, by using the coupon code STARNS, save 10% at checkout on your new emergency medical kit, which is just absolutely vital for each home. Dr. Harvey Risch of the Wellness Company joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. So with that as the very appropriate backdrop, I mean, you stated it so succinctly, Dr. Risch, with that as the backdrop, and now you've got this presidential campaign. And as you said, Mr. Trump was in office when this all started. He also took hydroxychloroquine when he contracted the virus. So now it's a battle against the current president. What are some of the things, if Mr. Trump were to call you and say, how do I address these issues? What's Dr. Risch's advice?
Well, the first thing we need to do is we need to uncorrupt the regulatory agencies. So the CDC and the FDA take large amounts of funding from pharma industry and private foundations like Gates Foundations, hundreds of millions of dollars in charitable funding. Each of those agencies has a charitable foundation, I guess you'd call it, that takes in charitable monies and feeds it to those agencies. Those need to be dismantled. The user fees that run the FDA need to be reorganized to make the FDA independent of pharma rather than pharma's PR department, as it's been said. And the CDC needs a total overhaul also to depoliticize its function. Both of them need to be depoliticized and removed from the pharma control so that they can regain their independent regulatory functions.
Dr. Harvey Risch of the Wellness Company joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. TWC.health is their website. TWC.health/starns gets you 10% at checkout on the new emergency medical kit that every home really needs to have. You know, we're in this new year of 2024, still new year in the third month, and people maybe haven't forgotten some of their resolutions for the year that they make. What are some things that you think, from a health standpoint, people listening to this conversation should really think about in 2024, given everything going on in the world. I've decided, you know, I'm north of 60 years of age. I need to pay a little closer attention to things if I want to have a long and happy life. What are some things the listeners or I could do?
The first thing is everybody should be taking vitamin D. It's cheap, safe, on average 5,000 units a day works, and that it has numbers of different benefits for health, particularly for the immune system and infections. The great majority of our population is deficient in vitamin D levels, and supplementing it this way is an outstanding and very easy way to do it. Second, the major factor that creates enormous amounts of needless deaths every year in the United States is tobacco smoking. That is a big ticket item. People who smoke need to quit. They need to find a way to quit. It's not easy. It's an addiction. And that's what needs to be done in order to improve their health. They'll get back the last 10 years of life that they have at their risk of dying from by quitting smoking. And so that is an absolutely major effect. Everything else down below that, we have methods to reduce body weight. We have so much overweight and obesity in the country. We have to deal with that, too, with improving diets, getting off of processed foods that are high salt and high sugar or calorie contents, down to eating more unprocessed foods, which takes time and effort because you have to go to the grocery store and make the food rather than just buy it pre-made and ready to eat. And so that's the trade-off. One notes that these things take some more effort, but these are investments one would make for better long-term health.
The wellness company products are quite unique. What's different about what you have at TWC.health as opposed to some of these other folks that people may hear about?
Well, we set up TWC, the wellness company, originally because we recognized that medicine, outpatient medicine, had been entirely corporatized across the country, that we knew from at the beginning of the pandemic that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin were effective treatments for COVID infection during the first 2 years of the pandemic. And many doctors, sub rosa, were treating their patients this way, very effectively, keeping them out of the hospital, keeping them from dying. And so we set up basically a telemedicine company to be able to provide this in face-to-face telemedicine during the time of the pandemic. And as things progressed, we realized that some people were both post-COVID infection and post-vaccination having long viral syndrome. So it's called long COVID, but as of yesterday, we know that it's not actually long COVID, it's long virus syndrome that overlaps with long vaccine syndrome. And so we started working on supplements that could be used to try to take apart the spike protein and remove it from the body. And Dr. McCullough, one of our colleagues in the company, formulated a product to work for that. We've been selling that, and he's been treating his patients with that, and I think that's been effective. And other formulations of other supplements that we've been working on to improve health for people with various issues. And I suggest that listeners can go to our website, twc.health, and look at the supplements, and then look at the information that's alongside of each supplement to see what the evidence is for benefit of what kinds of benefits the supplements might convey in published scientific studies that correspond to each supplement, as well as we have cost breakdown of what's in the supplement, what it would cost to buy it elsewhere by the individual things, and, you know, so why it's cost effective if you're going to buy the whole supplement to get it from wellness company. But the published scientific information is our motivation for why we think the supplements are beneficial.
Dr. Harvey Risch of The Wellness Company, it is a privilege to talk to you folks. I appreciate the great insight today. Thanks for taking the time and have a good weekend.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Dr. Harvey Risch is chief epidemiologist with The Wellness Company. Now, again, this is the website, folks, twc.health/starns. Make sure that's what you type in, twc.health/starns. And if you use that promo code STARNS, you save 10% on your new emergency medical kit. We will continue from the Liberty University studio after this final break on a Friday edition of the Todd Starnes Show. Final segment of a Friday Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. The folks at Post Hill Press, pretty busy. Next Tuesday, Todd's book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, is released. The folks at Post Hill have another book that we would suggest you look at. It is a children's book entitled Why Easter? Jesus Died for Us So We Can Live Forever. The author, Blaze TV host Steve Dace. He hosts the appropriately named Steve Dace Show on Blaze TV, and he joins us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congratulations, by the way, not just on the book, but your first grandchild.
Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate it. Autumn Elizabeth was born last weekend, and of course, she's the most adorable thing in this world, and you can't argue me out of that position, so thank you.
Well, I saw the picture on social media, and I don't really care for children, but I will concur with you on that. You and your wife have raised a family or in the process. I don't know if you ever get done raising a family. Now, the next generation, what led you to children's books? This is the second one, correct?
It is. It's just what you said. After Rush passed away a few years ago, Post Hill actually came to me and said, hey, he had such remarkable success with those Rush Revere books, bringing actual American history back to the next generation. Would you be interested in kind of stepping into those shoes and trying to continue that on? And I'm like, there is no way anyone could ever step into those shoes. But if we could do something kind of unique with my own twist, I might be. And they said, what? And I said, well, what about America's Christian heritage? What if we did a series of books on that? And so we laid out a trilogy of these to start with, and we'll see what happens in the future afterwards. The first one, Why Thanksgiving, came out in 2022, and that was a bestseller. And so the second book, Why Easter, is out now, and it goes through the Old Testament and the Ten Commandments and the law and how this all, you know, greatly inspired American history. And yet it does so in a way that, you know, a 4- and 5-year-old can understand and at least ask the right kinds of questions. And we're off to a tremendous start. I mean, for a book like this to be in the top 500 overall on Amazon, where they have 33 million books to sell, is incredible. Jeff, this is the first interview for this book I have done outside of my own show. So we've really just generated a tremendous response within our own following. And I'm very proud of how the book turned out. And Independence Day 2026 for our 250th birthday, we'll do Why Independence Day, and that'll complete the trilogy.
Steve Dace of Blaze TV joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Why Easter? Jesus died for us so we can live forever. You are not shy about taking on topics, but I must say when I went through the book Why Easter and I saw that you, in essence, rewrote or explained the Ten Commandments, I thought, well, now that's a tall order, but wow, this is really well done, sir.
I really appreciate it. And you know, this is really hard. I write novels or nonfiction books, and maybe we go through one round of editing and that's it. The amount of edits that goes into both Why Thanksgiving and then especially Why Easter, because again, how do we explain the Ten Commandments? How do you want to explain adultery to a 4-year-old? Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And so,
yes.
You know, how do we do that required a lot of edits. I really want to thank the team at Post Hill for helping me work through that. It's much harder to write a 40-page children's book for a 4-year-old than a 400-page book for adults like I did last year. Especially when we're dealing with things, Jeff, that are of cosmic importance. And what's in this book are things that every Sunday school class in America would have taken for granted for before every generation before this one. But we don't even have Sunday school classes in America. So this is going to be radical new information to a lot of people, unfortunately, for the times in which we live.
And again, with Easter coming up in 2 weeks, plenty of time to get a copy and sit the children or grandchildren down and present it in front of them. Something for the adults, though, your film Nefarious, based on a book you wrote, tremendously successful. People can stream that online this weekend, can they not?
They can. Amazon Prime has exclusive streaming rights now. If you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can watch the movie as part of your subscription. We've actually, several times, Jeff, we've been in the top 10 overall on Amazon again since that happened. The first month that we were on Amazon, there were at least 2 million full viewings of the movie. And when you consider how many people sit down together and are watching it, I mean, we had more people see the film on Amazon in its first month than saw it in 8 weeks in the theater. So
wow.
That, you know, Nefarious continues to live on. And we're extremely proud of that work. And we're already at work on a sequel as we speak.
Why Easter? Jesus died for us so we can live forever. The children's book from Post Hill Press, the author Steve Dace of Blaze TV. Thank you, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Same to you. God bless.
Thanks to Grace, Lydia, Dylan, Mr. Starnes, and of course all of you for making the last 2 days so enjoyable. Post Hill Press puts out Twilight's Last Gleaming by Todd Starnes. It's released on Tuesday. Pre-order yours this weekend. Jeff Stein in for Todd. He's back Monday on the Todd Starnes Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.